Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo here. Well, the United Community Family Services, the Chaldean American Ladies of Charity, also known as CALC, is the longest running Chaldean-affiliated nonprofit in the United States. Recently, they launched a new division called the Women's Business Institute. And joining us to talk about that with us are two guests. Jane Shalal is the president and CEO of CALC and director of WBI. She's an attorney and a longtime CALC executive. And Camille Jane is a chief strategy advisor for WBI and a longtime supporter for professional development of women in business. She co-founded the Women Business Institute in Orange County. Thank you, lady, for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thank you, Vanessa, for inviting us. We're glad to be here.
So excited to talk with both of you, Jane and Camille, about WBI. So let's, either one of you can jump in whenever you want. What is WBI exactly? Tell us about what exactly is this institute.
Well, the Women's Business Institute, it's powered by our nonprofit umbrella of the United Community Family Services, the Chaldean American Ladies of Charity. And it's a female-run organization of 60 years. And it's led by women who are business owners and business leaders themselves. And I think the women of UCFS and CALC know firsthand the resources and the support and access to networks that women need to become business leaders. And they just wanted to provide other women with these additional resources to become stronger business owners and business leaders in their community. But the mission of WBI is really to accelerate the progress and professional goals of women by offering them the tools to successfully enter business, achieve prosperous careers, and become leaders in the growth and economic development of our community.
So, Camille, you had experience in co-launching such an institute in Orange County. Mm-hmm. How did that compare to what we did here in Michigan, this WBI?
Well, I did that I'm a turnaround CEO. I was CEO of a company out there, but also president of the National Association of Women Business Owners. And the WBI out in Orange County started under NABO, and that was to focus on women entrepreneurs. We did that with classes. The vision which we have for the WBI USA, which is under UCFS, is having classes, also having peer groups of women to help each other, as well as one-on-one mentoring. That's the vision. And it's expanded beyond what we did. The WBI in Orange County, that was really focused on women business owners. This is focused on women in the corporate business world, as well as women entrepreneurs. So it's nationwide. The one in California was just for Orange County. Here, this is nationwide. We do have class attendees in Michigan and California and Oregon. We even have a woman from Mexico City. So
wow. Mm-hmm. So what prompted the formation of WBI now under CALC and UFS right now? Why was this important to start this right now, today?
Well, I think women are still struggling in their financing to get business. They all start with revenues much lower than their male counterparts. Sometimes they have slower revenue growth and slower career advancement. So we decided to establish a partnership with corporate and private donors to start WBI to ensure that other women have the access to tools and the opportunities so that they can grow professionally and personally. I mean, women-owned businesses, Vanessa, right now represent 42% of all businesses. So you see that it is growing. So we want to make sure that the number of women that are in business are successful and are able to reach their career goals. So that really is what prompted it.
Mm-hmm. But to add to that, 42% of the entrepreneurs are women. Only 3% of venture capital go to women. So
yes.
it's really out of whack. And I would say that 2/3 of our class attendees are women in the corporate world trying to figure out how to do their job better and ascend. And the other third are women entrepreneurs. So and in Michigan especially, there aren't as many efforts targeted just to women as there are, let's say, in California. I mean, I spent a lot of time in California. There are a lot of women's groups targeted towards helping professional women. And this was a great niche for UCFS, because they're run by women, successful women in business. And so it was also a way to expand them, because every dollar of the Women's Business Institute, because we have great donors to support that, every class dollar goes to supporting the other services at UC Family Services, or food pantry. They give classes to people in the community, certification. So it's all wrapped up into this very good feeling, goodwill educational platform.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the classes. What do those entail?
Well, we have a lot of wonderful classes, Vanessa, and I mean, the instructors have just been outstanding. You know, we just had a Google Ads class and how to generate leads and how through Google Ads and how to sell your organization. We're having classes coming up on getting grants and government contracts, using LinkedIn to promote your business, website strategies, social media strategies, and, you know, how to better seek out clients while doing remote work. And, you know, Camille is putting on a class coming up next week, establishing a personal brand to secure relationships and results. And all of these instructors are experts in their industry, and they are either professors themselves or CEOs in previous occupations. And maybe, Camille, you can tell a little bit about your class.
Sure. Well, I think in general, I just want to make it clear that this is for all women, especially women in the corporate world. So if we have leadership classes, how to get where you want in the business world, we have behavioral classes like DISC assessments that apply to both women who own their own businesses as well as just women in the corporate world. Then there are a subset of those specifically for nonprofits. Jane's teaching a class on how to write and get grants, as well as the LinkedIn and the social media. It's not only to promote your own business if you're an owner, but how to promote yourself, because you yeah. have your own personal brand. We all do. Vanessa, you do, Jane, myself. Mm-hmm. And that applies to everybody. So, and I think we should also make it clear, these are not classes that last a whole semester, even though we have three semesters. Each class is offered twice. They're really what I call lecture classes. They're 2-hour lectures that each instructor offers twice in 1 week. So it's not like women have to think they have to sign up and make time for a class that is a 12-week semester. What we do is we offer two different subject matter classes every month. So they get a large variety that they can choose from. And it only takes 2 hours out of their workday or evening. We offer them two times, one in the mornings, one in the evenings, because women, as you know, do it all. Yeah. They have children, they're the mothers, they're working, they're doing everything. So, mine are more global in terms of what you have to do to be an effective leader and to get where you want in the business world, advance your career, and it applies to both target segments.